Good morning, JSS 3 students of All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo River State. Welcome to our today's e-learning. I am Opara Chidi, Opara, your history teacher. Our today's topic is historical sites in Nigeria. Historical sites in Nigeria. Igbo Ukwu culture and civilization. Historical sites in Nigeria, Igbo Ukwu culture and civilization, objectives of study. At the end of this lesson, students should be able to state the location of Igbo Ukwu on the map of Nigeria. Number two, students should be able to explain the Igbo Ukwu culture and civilization. Number three, students should be able to mention the occupational activities of Igbo Ukwu people. And number four, students should be able to state the significance of Igbo Ukwu culture and civilization on the Nigerian history. Location of Igbo Ukwu on the map of Nigeria. The location of Igbo Ukwu on the map of Nigeria. Igbo Ukwu is a popular town in Agwata local government area of Anambra State. Igbo Ukwu is a popular town in Agwata local government area of Anambra State. Igbo Ukwu is located some 40 kilometers southeast of Onitsha, and Onitsha is in Anambra State. The Igbo Ukwu culture and tradition. The Igbo Ukwu archaeological or historical discovery. The Igbo Ukwu archaeological or historical discovering was due to a chance discovery. What do I mean by that? It was by mistake. Following the digging of well for water by one Mr. Zaya Nozie from Igbo Ukwu was digging a well for a water tank in 1938. He found a number of bronze objects while trying to make a water tank in his compound. On hearing this discovery, the Federal Department of Antiquities, FDA, of the colonial government arranged for the digging of the site between 1959 and 1964 through an archaeologist, Professor Thorsten Shaw, who was asked to study the discovered objects. Following this instruction, diggings were carried out in three compounds that were near each other. They were the compounds of one, Isaiah Anozie, two, Richard Anozie, and three, Jonah Anozie. It is important to know that three of them are brothers. The archaeologist, Professor Thorsten Shaw, named the sites Igbo Isaiah sites. That's for one. The number two, Igbo Richard site. And the third one, Igbo Jonah site. Occupational activities of the Igbo people. Igbo people were farmers, traders, smithers, and art technologists in pottery, bronze, copper, and iron works. Significance of Igbo Ukwu culture in Nigerian history. Number one, the excavations at Igbo Ukwu proved that the people had the same Egyptian ritual practice as the Igbo Ukwu people. Number two, the excavations at Igbo Ukwu proved that the Igbos were among the early settlers in the present day Nigeria. Number three, it also proved that the Igbos were rich in culture, religious beliefs, and worship before the coming of the Europeans. Number four, it proved that and suggest that the people that traded with their neighbors in search. It proved and suggested that the Igbo people traded with their neighbors in search iron, copper, bronze and other commodities even before the coming of the Europeans. And the last but not the least, that number five, the discovery shown the culture that practiced slavery and slave trade even before the coming of the Europeans for the transatlantic slave trade. We started this lesson with the location of the Iboku on the map of Nigeria. And I said Iboku is located in the present-day Anambra State, Agwata local government of Anambra State, Agwata local government of Anambra State. Iboku is located some 40 kilometers southeast of Onitsha. Iboku culture and tradition. I said the Iboku archaeological or historical discovery was due to a chance discovery. It was not planned. Following the digging of well for water by one Mr. Isaiah Anozie in 1938, he found a number of bronze objects while trying to make a water tank in his compound. On hearing this discovery, the Federal Department of Antiquities, FDA, of the colonial government arranged for the digging of the site between 1959 and 1964 through Professor Thompson Shaw, who was asked to study, that is by the colonial government, he was asked to study the discovered objects. Following this instruction, Professor Shaw digged and carried out the excavation in three compounds that were near each other. That is the camp, one number one, the compounds of Mr. Isaiah Anozie, Mr. Richard Anozie, and Mr. Jonah Anozie. And I say that the three of them were brothers. The archaeologist, Professor Shaw, named the sites. That number one, the fourth site, that is Isaiah Anozie's site. He named it Ibo Isaiah site. That of Richard, he named it Ibo Richard site. And the last one, he named it Ibo Jonah site. Occupational activities of the Iboku people, and I said, the Iboku people were predominantly farmers, traders, smithers, arts, technologies, and poetry, in bronze, in pottery, in bronze, copper, and iron works. Significant or the importance of Iboku culture in Nigerian history. It is important to know that European writers painted a black picture of Nigerians, Igbos, and indeed Africans, that we are people without civilization, people without history, people that contributed nothing to human progress before they came. But the excavations at the Iboku proved that they were wrong. The excavation at the Iboku proved that the Iboku people had the same Egyptian ritual practice. The excavations at the Iboku proved that the Igbos were among the early settlers in the present-day Nigeria. The excavations at the Iboku proved that the Igbos were very rich in culture, religious belief, and tradition before the white came. Iboku discovery suggests the people that traded with their neighbors in salt, iron, copper, bronze, and other commodities before the coming of the white. The discoveries that the Iboku showed the culture that practiced slavery and slave trade even before the coming of the Europeans. Slavery and slave trade was already going on in Africa, in Nigeria, in Iboku, in Igbo land before the white came. Assignment number one. State the objects that were discovered at Ibo Isaiah site. That is number one. State the objects that were discovered at Ibo Isaiah site. Number two, mention the objects that were discovered at Ibo Richard site. Mention the objects that were discovered at Ibo Richard site. The number three, list the objects that were discovered at Ibo Jonah site. List the objects that were discovered at Ibo Jonah site. Thank you.